all questers. How's everybody doing this evening? Pre-show, Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Only three more episodes left after tonight, guys. I hope everybody's good. Not too much action this week. Earthquakes, eclipses, and now Oak Island. With your host, John Stemmer. And I thank all my supporters throughout the whole year of 2023 and 24, season 11, that keeps this podcast running. I thank you so much. And for all your participation, I thank you also. Sydney can see me and hear me. So let's get our hellos in and get on with it. A Quick Quest 30 pre-show on the promo of Season 11, Episode 22 tonight, Abbey Road, a Templar connection to Oak Island. So we're going on a little trip tonight. So I don't know if this is just a fill-in. I don't know if we're going to learn anything new. I wish we get some dates on some wood and stuff, but we'll see what happens tonight. And then tomorrow night, Judy will be with me Wednesday night, 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time, for her Queen synopsis and for everything we do on a Wednesday night, showing you every little tidbit of information of tonight's episode. Also, after tonight's episode in the USA, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, there is a drilling down to watch from 10 to 11. So we'll not be on Discord. We'll just see if that's a big repeat or not. But I have to watch it no matter what. Hello, Gloria. Hello, John Fisher. Hello, Joe. Hello, Tony from the UK. Hello, Brenda. There's Jeff M. There's a Scottish Digger. There's Raymond. There's Dave Burrows. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's eyes are okay from the eclipse and hope everyone was shaking from the earthquake. Nope. I didn't even see the eclipse. I don't know. So cloudy here. I didn't even look. Hello, Ray and B. Not sure what the site was from Oak Island. Hello, Lards. Hello, Virginia. Hello, Tim on the Facebook site. Linda, Judy's in the house. Rowdy Roddy. The WrestleMania was this weekend. Hello, Diane. Hello, Gary. Hello, Luani. There's the professor in the house. There's Tammy Hurst. Like I said, there's Linda. There's Tim. Hello, Lori. Hello, Diane. Hello, Becky. Hello, Steve. Thank you very much. Tammy's brother-in-law is out of surgery. All is good. Very good. Hello, Scott. Hello, Patsy. John Foster's in the house on this Tuesday night. Can't believe you only got three episodes left. Hello, Supa. I'll thank everybody personally tomorrow, as I always do, for all your support to keep this channel popping. I personally think there's a season 12, but don't hold me to it. Still haven't heard a thing about summertime tours. So if you have to go up there and take a ride, grab a boat ride from Salty Dog Tours with Tony Sampson, tell him Johnny sent you. Hello, Renee. Hello, Ashley. Yep, tonight's episode's 22, Abbey Road. We're going on a little vacation with everybody. Hello, Gary. Hope you're feeling okay. And next week, I got a little promo talk about next week. Season 11, episode 23. Get this one. It's called Cone Island, USA, 9 p.m., April 16, 2024, next Tuesday. Episode 23 is called Cone Island. Hello, Maureen. Hello, Neil. Thanks for coming in, guys. So very, very interesting title there, Cone Island. What the heck is that supposed to mean? Let's work on that. Unbelievable. Cone Island. I'm trying to think about what they can be compared to. So you got Nolan's Cross. They go to Europe tonight. So we'll see how they tie that in. All righty. Also, this really blew my mind out. Because all the cast members have all my t-shirts. All the cast members have all my hats. All the cast members have all my mugs. I send it all there to them. But obviously, they can't show them on the show because they got to support the Oak Island items. So, I understand why they can't put on a Quest hat on the show and a t-shirt. But our moderator, Tanya from Portugal, I don't know how the heck she sees these things. Hello, Thea. Thanks for coming in. I hope you like the show. I don't know how Tanya sees these little things. This was on season 10, episode 3. Looky, looky, lordy, 40. Holy Mooyan! Unbelievable. In the background. Now, this is in the research center. So if you guys got clips of anything going on near this monitor or in the research center, please search for the mug. If Renee needs a hat. That's tomorrow night. Free hat tomorrow night. And Tammy was the mug with the red insert inside. And there it is. It made the show with that red arrow. The Quest of Oak Island made it on the show. That's all I need. I don't need the war room. I don't need anything else. Now, I don't know whose mug this is. And it's in the research center. That's all I know. So I want to thank everybody. The cast members using my stuff, at least. Tammy's got them all in a showcase. Yep. And here's the mug. Probably getting washed out because of the lights. There I be in the studio. But now the cost to make these mugs, the cost to put the image on the mugs, the weight of the mug, the shipping, the handling. If you got one, it's a historic piece from me. It'll never happen again because of the prices. Even though the hats are 7 ounces, you know, I almost gave away 30 hats this year. Now you figure if it costs me $20 a piece without the postage, without the boxes, that's way more money than we make on the membership fee. So the money goes directly back into hats and postage And I'm glad you guys like them, even if it costs me, because that's why we sort of push the membership. And people do donate to keep this podcast going and some objects that you like. So I thank you so much for a great year. And we're not done yet. Hello, Carol. Hello, Hook, Kathy. No animals were harmed in making these hats and mugs. Here, I want to read a little something. I get a lot of emails. Hello, Gustavo. Kathy, I hope you're doing okay. I worked on my tree that came down in the yard because the fence was all uprooted. I didn't want dogs running all over. Not my dogs, but... So I'm sort of exhausted. I worked about a half an hour. Hello, Rebecca. Daniel says, I would love to see a John bobblehead doll. Oh, Daniel. All right. I thought this was kind of interesting. I mean, you can agree with these people or not. I just passed this information to you. People's ideas. Other people that research. And I thought this was worth rereading. I was skeptical about the point, the arrow point on the crossbow. I thought for sure it was a spike, but then Daniel wrote and Charlotte wrote a great synopsis on that. But then Carmen said he knows exactly what it is, and it's not a PV spike. So we'll play that 4 or 5 minute video from Daniel and Charlotte and just remind you that Carmen Legge says he knows exactly what it is, but nowadays, I don't know what's going on. They got me so confused. Could it be? Could it not be? They say it's one thing. They say it's another. They got me totally hogtied. So I don't know who to believe anymore. So I go with science, I go with facts, I go with things that look like it's supposed to be, not hearsay, but the scientific end of it to actually determine if I agree or not. But of course, you don't have to agree with me. You got your own opinion. So let me read this email I got from Roland. I got his permission to read it. I always ask people if I can read it to chat. Or, you know, if you post anything in the Quest of Oak Island Facebook book, Facebook group, that's subject to be on YouTube if you read the rules. But I never have any problem. We just want to educate the people and just give them more options to believe or not. This is from Roland. Hi, John. I hope you may find a few following comments interesting. Okay, Roland. Number one. In episode 20, they bring up a decorated sheet found on Lot 8 in season 10, episodes 6 and 7. They say it's copper and that it has Norse runes on it. In season 10, they did an XRF on it and it was 95% copper and 5% zinc, which is brass, not copper. From the very beginning and throughout their history, Viking brass was always 20% zinc. So this object is not Viking. In season 6, episode 20, and season 8, episode 19, James McQuiston presented a theory that the Scottish Knights Baronet were forced to leave Nova Scotia in 1632 when the British handed Nova Scotia back to the French. They spent the winter on Oak Island because the Atlantic was too stormy to sail back to Scotland. Very good, Roland. There is data to support this theory. In season 9, episode 20, they found a Scottish ox shoe on Lot 26, the only one found on the Oak Island. Carmen Legge dated it to 1610 to 1740s. 300 feet to the north, they found a brooch with a red stone in the center. With oak, maple, and willow leaves around the edge, all native to Nova Scotia. A Celtic interwoven wire design on the bottom and made of brass. The types of leaves indicated this was made in Nova Scotia, and the design elements make it Scottish. All Scottish brochures have a red stone in the center, a leaf design around the edge, and are made of brass. The location and the design strongly indicate it belonged to the Knights Baronet. You follow me, everybody? Hello, Tammy Williams. Lot 8 is just north of Lot 26. So in Roland's opinion, the decorated brass sheet also belonged to the Knights Baronet. That's number one. Number two, episode 19, the map in the Catechism Book of Instruction. Since Daniel and Charlotte are doing such a great job of analyzing the contents of this drawing, he will limit his comment to where it was found. Halfway through the printed page, it says F-I-N or end in print. In the published book, the rest of the pages would have been blank. Someone used this empty space to draw the map. Since the book was published in 1824, the map was drawn sometime between 1824 and the present. Why is it a ketchum? The map appears to be a theory of a location of religious objects, so it makes sense that it was drawn in a religious book. Why a book? It's less likely to get lost that way. Hello, Andre. Number three, long thin spike found on lot 5. The XRF says it has a few impurities and a high sulfur content. Emma says it's between 1100 and 1300, 1500, 1600s, or early 1700s. The compendium is an opinion that it dates to the 1700s, like all other artifacts around it. This is confirmed by chemistry. In medieval times and right up to the 1700s, people would use bog iron, which contains sulfur and silica. They would first heat it in a charcoal furnace to melt the sulfur and the silica, which would also melt any manganese. And they would hammer it to remove any impurities. It was then smelted into a high-heat charcoal furnace. Charcoal contains no filter. By 1700, charcoal was replaced by coal, which contains sulfur, especially English coal. This would add sulfur back into the iron. By the late 1700s, they stopped removing the impurities before smelting because sulfur was added back in anyway. So the date of the artifact is early to mid 1700s. Number four, Eulimio Gaspani. The archastronomers are not astronomers and are not scientists. They do not have the ability to calculate star positions in the past. They study the celestial symbolism in the art and the architecture of past civilizations. And at the sun, at the solace, the angle of the sides of the stone triangle is 28 degrees. The angle of the sun at the solace is only 22 degrees. The theory he presents to calculate the date of the pirate stones uses an alignment of the sun and the moon, which happens every 29 years. It's impossible to tell which cycle the stones are indicating and therefore which year. 29 years. He doesn't say this, but if the alignment changed from cycle to cycle, he does not have the ability to calculate the progression. Now, here we go. Number five, the last one, guys. Distances between cones of Nolan's Cross. I love William S. Croker's book. I've read it a bunch of times, both his books. He was a surveyor also. Roland says in William S. Croker's book, Tracking Treasure, page 86, he gives the following distances. This is Croker, who was a surveyor. Cone A to center, 145 feet. Center to cone D, 429 feet. Cone D to cone E, 293 feet. And don't forget, William Croker and Fred Nolan are professional surveyors. And actually, have measurements to the T. Now, in episode 20, John Edwards uses cone A to center, 144 feet, center to cone D, 432 feet, and cone D to cone E, 288 feet. Doesn't make any sense. Both Croker and Nolan were surveyors, so the distances in the book are correct. None are divisible by 72 if you look at them figures. Some people claim Fred Nolan moved the stones from their original position, except for cone A. There's no evidence of this. There's no reason why he would have done this. Steve Guptill only measured the distance between cone A and the center. If the distance was 144 feet, Edwards would have had rounded it down to 144. Or if the distance was 144 and a half feet, Edwards would have rounded this down to 44. And Nolan would have rounded it up to 145. So that is it for measurements. Don't make any sense. It's not divisible by 72 by two surveyors. And I thought this was very good from Roland. He says, I hope this helps in understanding Oak Island better. Thank you so much, Roland. What'd you think of that, guys? Let me hear you. Very, very interesting. Hello, Lewis. You know, they're working with facts. You're working with numbers from surveyors. That doesn't make any sense. So who's rounding up a half a foot? Who's rounding down a half a foot? Who's guessing? I don't know. So I'd like to present that all out there. You up, Tim? I mean, do some of these people use these figures to make their theories work? I don't know. I'm getting so crazy. Yes, they are, Andre. There'd be no frost, though, heaving on those stones. So that was very good. I thanked him so much. He supported the channel, and I appreciate him doing that. Tomorrow, just a free hat tomorrow. The book giveaways are done. Hello, Pirate. Thanks for coming in. Yeah, Andre, and we're 11 years into this, and I don't know if we're any closer to what the hell is going on. I don't know. I get more confused the more I read. So that's what I'm going to, the scientific part, even though holy Muyan let me down. And now we got a flooded garden shaft tunnel. What a way to end the season. But who knows? Maybe it'll turn around. Maybe they know something we don't know, you know? Yeah, Tim, they make it fit their narrative, and they make it fit their theory. And, of course, you know, you find the boulder, and you get all excited. So that's how it's been. And when you're talking about the Ark, that's a big attention grabber. All right, Renee, have a good day. Tomorrow's free hat. See you tomorrow, I hope. All right, now we're going to go over some promos for tonight's Abbey Road visit. Tammy, they had tripods and everything. Croker and Nolan was recent. It wasn't back in the 1100s and 1200s and 1300s. In the 60s, 70s. I hear you, Gregory. Muyan fizzled. You got that, Scott. I'm very disappointed in that. All right, let's get up and go to some prevos. Promos of tonight's show, tonight at 9 p.m. USA. We're all into the treasure verbalization. We're all into the Ark of the Covenant towards the end. So they're pumping us up. Good. Kathy, they're giving us the big golden cross. I feel it coming sooner than later. And so here's Marty in the research center. And here we go, that they're in Italy. Yep, Daniel. Daniel says there's a big difference between using the evidence to form your theory as opposed to using your theory to find evidence. Very well spoken, the professor. So we'll get some touring in tonight back to Italy. The Templars built this castle. Oh, they built a lot of things. And I have no idea how they did it, but they did magnificent temples and churches, unbelievable temples and churches. Yup, Tammy, Italian and molto bene. And of course, they're going to compare any kind of symbols they see that they have on Oak Island. A lot of wow, Lewis. A lot of wow. Wow, look at this. Look at this circle and the dot in it. Look at this cross. Back and forth we go. Bouncing back and forth over the ocean tonight. Yup, Andre. I think they must. Corian is all over the place in there, so. But they won't tell us that. No way. Jack never goes on these trips. No way. Wow. And there's a type of cross that they see to the left of some kind of circle that we'll see tonight in tonight's episode. Don't forget, tomorrow, Judy will be with me at 6:45 p.m., the Queen of the Synopsises, to give you all the facts of tonight's show and screenshots and Daniel and Charlotte's artifact facts and analysis. Doug says this is connected to Nolan's Cross. Okay. Jack doesn't have a passport. Well, how's he get into Canada then? Jack's always on Nova Scotia. You need a passport to get to Canada. I think so, Pirate. And Corian's out with them there. Some kind of hideout. We'll find out tonight. Yep, Julie. And here they are in some kind of catacomb. I like when they go on these trips to see these places instead of pounding us with old information, look backs of old information. The minute they say something, boom, we go back to season 3. Boom, we go back to episode 2. Boom, we go back. That's getting kind of tiring. But for new viewers, they have to continue to do this. Like, you know, they always put their names up. This is this. This is that. I mean, after a while, towards the end of the season, we know what these people are. But the new viewers that just are watching the show, I guess. Yep, Ashley. So I think tonight will be a good show for us that don't travel that much to see what's going on. Is it going to help them find anything? No. Is it going to help them dig any kind of expendables? No. I still want to know where the gold and silver signature is coming from the baby blob. So we're just showing a cave, Tammy. And of course, they got to mention treasure. They took their treasure here. Well, how? Hi. How do they know? So the trigger words are in treasure, the Ark, the Holy Grail, Knights Templar. All the trigger words are really heavy towards the end of the season. Daniel, it's like when the Brady Bunch went to the Grand Canyon. Or Christmas Vacation when Chevy Chase went to go get the Christmas tree with the kids. Lewis, there's three more episodes left after tonight. If you count tonight, it's four episodes left. Yes, there's a drilling down tonight. What's it called? Drilling down and digging deeper. One of those two. One's tonight and one's next week at 10 o'clock. No, Judy, they're all done. They're going to leave us on a high note and a big golden cross with a Templar connection. Even though last year what they matched everything from Portugal, they left us high and dry with another, the Stone Road and everything else, just matching everything, then let us hang for season 12. I don't know if it's a two-hour final, Lairds. We'll see that in upcoming promos, but I have no idea. And they worked their way up to drive all these relics on a boat to Oak Island. Of all the places to go, they're going to bury this stuff on Oak Island. Yup, Tim. And the show. The show's 9 to 10. Drilling down's 10 to 11, USA. Or wherever you guys are on, VPN or whatever. So it's going to be a two-hour project for me tonight. They find this sort of medallion, coin, whatever it is, on lot 5. Very, very interesting. All righty. They put it through the spectrometer. Yeah, Daniel, I don't know what this thing is. The flux capacitor, yeah. Beam us up into the future. So we'll find out about this item tonight. Part of the design in the catacombs. Hello, Sand Dollar. Thanks for coming in. Well, Sydney, is it digging down tonight or drilling down tonight? I get them all confused. Hello, Ken. Is it digging down? I had it written down, but I don't know where the heck I put the paper. Yup, Christopher, just made it in. Ready to sign off very shortly. Quick Quest 30 pre-show. Hello, Terry. And these designs are, I don't know if it's in a catacomb or somewhere else they're seeing. We'll see tonight. One at 8, another at 10. Tonight, both of them? All right. Well, we'll have it on. Yeah, maintenance. Yeah, Tammy. Every time you want to watch something perfect, it goes off. But a basketball game or a baseball game, they never go off. How do you figure that, you know? So very interesting on this trip to Abbey Road, Europe. And there's just another angle into this cave or whatever you want to call it. Digging deeper is a return. Okay. There's another symbol. I don't remember seeing that, but the four dots in the circle I remember seeing. Moya, I found something. This is special. That's that little coin or button or medallion. I have no idea until tonight. This is on lot 5. In the 13-foot circle that expanded to like 40 feet by something. Lots of temple or graffiti. You got it, Daniel. There's our main man, Jack. That image is on the shroud you showed a little bit ago. What, Eric? Which one? This one? No way. Eric, let me know which one you think was on the shroud. Which one? That would be fantastic. I don't know if we can find it. The red one. All right, guys, let's look this up. Eric says this red symbol is on the shroud. Thank you, Eric. We'll look into it, guys. There you go, Daniel Spino. Thank you, Eric. Bingo. I got you, Eric. We'll look this up. Our dedicated researchers all around the world. Now we'll look it up. Yep. Yeah, I can't remember. The Shroud of Turin on that. Yeah. Always something new to look up. You know what I mean? Daniel and the Hook, who knows? But you guys will find it. There are examples back in medieval times. So we're going way back, guys. Way back. This is Laird saying there's examples back in medieval times, Tammy. Just don't know what this piece is they found on lot 5. Looks like tree branches on a 3/4 piece of something. And then they're going to some temple. This has got to be inside. The Vatican says the Templars hid the Shroud of Turin. Okay. Tim says, not on the shroud. Well, we'll find out. We'll look it up. And this is going into that church that the Templars built. All right, guys, that's about all I got for tonight. Like I said, Judy will be with me tomorrow, the Queen of Synopsises, at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time to do Season 11, Episode 22, Abbey Road. Next week, Season 11, Episode 23, like I said earlier, Cone E Island is the title. So we'll see. I want to play one more little video. I forgot. Not the same. Okay, thank you, guys. We had to take a look. I want to play one small video. And this is with Daniel and Charlotte about the crossbow bolt. So let me know if you hear it and see it, okay? Here we go.
Which is it? A Roman crossbow bolt or a logging peavey pike? By the Oak Island Compendium. On the last episode of The Curse of Oak Island, straight as an arrow, a very interesting artifact was brought back into the spotlight of the Oak Island mystery. What was identified as a possible crossbow bolt was shown at the home of Eric Roklowski, who is the son of the late Oak Island researcher, Paul Roklowski. Eric discussed that his father received the artifact from the late Robert Dunfield II, but he didn't know the backstory of the piece. Doug Crowell and Rick Lagina told Eric that the artifact was speculated as being a medieval crossbow bolt. Rick mentions that there's a story that Robert Dunfield II's grandfather, Robert George Dunfield, found the alleged crossbow bolt on Oak Island. His son, Robert Roy Dunfield, led the treasure hunting operations on the island from 1965 to 1966. It's stated that it isn't certain whether the artifact was brought up from the Money Pit excavation or found somewhere else on the surface of Oak Island. It's mentioned that there were two other identical pieces that were found with this one, but their whereabouts are unknown. This is apparently only a portion of the backstory involving these specific artifacts. The intrigue began with an article entitled "Exclusive: New Evidence Ancient Romans May Have Made It to Oak Island, Canada," dated January 20, 2016, in the Epoch Times. The article was based on information given by the controversial treasure hunter, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, who had been involved with the Oak Island team. In the article, Pulitzer claims that the alleged crossbow bolts were found in a beam of wood on Oak Island. It's speculated that the bolts were fired into the beam, and the wood grew around them. The wood was estimated to be 1,000 years old, and these bolts were speculated as being shot into the wood hundreds of years before it was cut down. Pulitzer claimed that the bolts were subjected to more precise dating by a U.S. military weapon testing lab, and that Rick and Marty Lagina showed him the results. The results indicated that the bolts came from Iberia and dated to the period of the Roman Empire. Pulitzer claimed these results were in the possession of Oak Island Tours, and he was promised a copy that he never received. Pulitzer also claimed that the Laginas contacted an expert at a major U.S. university about the bolts and were told, "Do not use our name, do not involve us in this, do not name the university. Do not even tell anybody you sent these to me. These are dangerous. They are dangerous to my profession. I do not want to be involved in any way." All of this came on the heels of the Roman sword that was found in Mahone Bay, which Pulitzer claimed to be authentic, but actually turned out to be a replica. In light of all these happenings, our predecessor, the original Compendium Blockhouse blog, debuted their first three articles regarding these crossbow bolts. They argued that these were in fact PV pikes that were used in the logging industry. They were used to push, roll, and position logs. These had the removable points or picks that were in the end of the tool, which appeared to be what these bolts were. It was detailed that Oak Island was home to a sawmill at one time, which could have resulted in one of these points being used. It was also noted that every Oak Island lot owner was obligated to improve their lots, which included logging, so these PV pikes were very common to find among the owner's tools. This seemed to be the correct determination, and effectively put an end to the speculation until last week's episode. The current compendium was very surprised to see the artifact's re-emergence, with Doug Crowell calling it a crossbow bolt. What caught the compendium's attention was what Doug said when he first saw the artifact. He said, "That's much smaller than I thought from the picture." Due to this artifact being smaller than expected, does this mean that the identification of it as a PV pike no longer applies? If that is the case, what will compositional testing reveal about the artifact? Will this be the season finale revelation for season 11? Will this legitimize Jovan Hutton Pulitzer's claim after all? We will have to wait to find out. Please visit www.theoakislandcompendium.com for the article and all our content regarding the Oak Island mystery. Good day from the compendium. Daniel and Charlotte.
What do you think, guys? Even though Carmen Legge says it's not a PV spike, I'm not no expert. But I don't know. I still would say it's a PV spike, even though Carmen says it's not. Does he get everything right? Mostly. But you're going to have to convince me 1,000% that this is a medieval crossbow Arrowhead. We'll have to wait and see. But as far as me seeing it, I go PV Spike all the way. And they found two more. They don't know where they're at, so they found a total of three. Too small, Glory says, for a PV. Yeah. So we'll find out. Maybe Carmen can say after the season's over exactly what it is now. He can't say now because they're still on TV. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night with Judy at 6:45 p.m. on tonight's show. But remember, members, what do I always tell you? Always go forward. You may get a setback in your life, but just believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams, no matter how old you are, for tomorrow's a never given. In this crazy, crazy world we live in, oh, my lordy, 40, holy mouillon. So as my friend Jan says, you keep smiling. You never know what the other person's thinking, but keep that smile going. You stay safe, like Judy says. Also, like I always say, you got to stay strong. You got to have that positive vibe for everyone. Positivity. Have that mental positivity. Have that physical positivity. If not, if you need help, there's a lot of help out there to achieve that. So thank you for joining me tonight on this Quick Quest 30 podcast pre-show. Enjoy the show tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Thank you. Take care. And bye-bye.